This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam of Bartow comes from a long line of citrus farmers, so it's no surprise he's in favor of a continued flow of migrant labor to help pick all that fruit. But is he in favor of amnesty? Now, there's a loaded term for all people in the country illegally. That's a contention of pollster Tony Fabrizio. Now, Fabrizio happens to work for House Speaker Richard Corcoran of Land O'Lakes, and Corcoran has been making waves about running against Putnam for governor once Rick Scott's second term is up. So let's pull out the lie detector on this one with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh, so are we getting a lot of beeping from the detector wand on this claim?
Well, this one we rated half true, and Putnam has never actually said in a soundbite that says, you know, I am for amnesty. But over the years, he sponsored some legislation in Congress that would have allowed undocumented workers to come in and work toward having some kind of legal status. And some of that actually did get to the point where maybe you could work toward a green card and get permanent residency. But he also has voted for things that would have perhaps not been considered supporting amnesty. Like he didn't support an amendment that would have let dreamers stay in the country. And those are the children of undocumented immigrants that come when they're kids and then they grow up. And
he
did not support that. And he supported stronger border security. And so there have been cases where he has really said that there needs to be more enforcement. There needs to be stricter laws, but he has also supported things that would have supported workers coming into the country. So, you know, this is really not the kind of thing that you can pin on him definitely one way or another. So we rated it half true.
A lot of these are revolving around agricultural jobs, which is kind of logical since he's in the citrus business, right? And one of these revolves around something called a blue card.
Yeah, you know, in 2007 and 2009, Putnam was a co-sponsor of two different bills, and they would have provided this blue card to undocumented farm workers that were already here in the country. Now, they would have had to pay a fine, but then they could eventually apply for a green card and get permanent legal status if they continued to work in agriculture. Those measures didn't ever come to a vote, but he was a co-sponsor.
All right, next up, Senator Bill Nelson might be in for a tough fight for re-election against Rick Scott, who's been making ways about running for that office. So national Republicans are trying to tie Nelson into the more liberal wing of the Democratic Party. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has run a Facebook ad that implies Nelson is in favor of a single-payer health care system similar to what they have in Western Europe and Canada. Josh, has Nelson ever come out in favor of single-payer?
Well, we rated this statement mostly false. In this case, this is something where they are making an implication. It can be read here that because Elizabeth Warren supports single-payer, therefore Bill Nelson supports single-payer because he votes with her 90% of the time. But as far as Nelson's stance on single-payer, we couldn't really find an instance where he outright supported single-payer. Now, he has supported the Affordable Care Act, and actually the day that this ad came out, he was at a speaking engagement and said that he really didn't understand why people were so concerned about single-payer because it has been such a fight over the Affordable Care Act. And he has said that America is not ready for single-payer. So we really thought this was a misleading claim here. So we rated it mostly false.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for pulling out the truth detector on these claims.
Thanks, Steve. We've really had to keep the batteries fresh on the meter these days.